Welcome. My name is Karen Remy, and I invite you to a meditation to the cosmic dance of the moon with the earth. Today is full moon. The silver light of the moon, which is the reflection of the sun, is bringing the light into the darkness. And it's also a cycle of completion, of fullness. Each full moon, we can contemplate about that which has come to completion. You can find shorter and longer cycles of completion. Each month, we're going through the cycles of growth and decay with the moon. But the moon needs more or less 6 months to grow from a new moon in one zodiac sign to a full moon back in the same zodiac sign. Now, let's go into meditation. Switch your phone off. Close your doors. Find a comfortable place where you can sit for a while. Maybe you light yourself a candle. When you are seated, continue. Feel the surface that you're sitting on and allow the weight of your body to really sink into the surface that supports you. The ground is there, stable and holding you. And you may just allow to let all tensions or ideas that you're holding on to, release them by sinking a little bit more into the surface that you are sitting on. And then bring your focus to your breath. With exhaling, imagine to exhale everything that you do not need now. Exhale tensions. Exhale stress. To-do lists. Exhale conversations, information that are still circling in your mind. Exhale emotions that do belong to others, and even your own emotions can be released and eased with exhaling. Take several breaths and exhale everything you want to release now. Now, bring your focus to your inhalation and inhale all those little parts of your consciousness, of your soul that you have left in your technical devices, in films or news that you have seen, in meetings with other beings. Whenever a part of your consciousness, of your concentration, went deeply into something, there may still be like a particle of stardust of yourself left there. All those inhale back to ourselves. And you can imagine like sparkling particles of stardust, shimmering puzzle pieces coming back from everywhere to you and finding their place in your core, in your body, in your energetic bodies. Inhale your own energy back into the present moment. Now, bring your awareness to your own inner light, to your essence, to your soul. Bring your focus to your light. Maybe you perceive it in your heart or in your solar plexus, in your sacral center, in your womb, or in your third eye. Or maybe you can feel your inner light in each and every cell of your body. Wherever you feel your light, bring your focus to it. And observe your light. Allow it to amplify and to radiate throughout your body, to enlighten your body from within. Let it grow. So all of your body is filled with your own light. And by filling yourself with your own light, everything else that is different to you and your pure essence is gently and firmly pushed out of your body. This is your body. It belongs to your light, to your essence. Bring your focus back to your light and let it grow further beyond your physical body. Let it light up your energetic bodies and the space around you. Really taking up the space and gently but firmly getting everything out that is different to your own essence, your own light. And now you sit in this sphere of your own radiating being. Like a light ball. And let it grow so big that even if you would spread your arms far, 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 far out, you wouldn't be able to touch it. On the sides, on the front, the top, and even under your feet. Let your light fall, your light being grow in your physical dimension. And then, when you have created this beautiful light ball of yourself, imagine a strong, shiny blue light, the light of the great goddess, and take this beautiful blue light to pull it over your light bulb, like the cape of the Great Mother, holding you, protecting you, and letting only loving and supporting energies, lightful energies, pass through into your energetic field. Create a whole blue light ball around yourself. Make sure that it is closed in the front, in the back, on the sides, under the feet and over the head. So you're fully held by the light of the great goddess, protecting you, holding you, and letting through, filtering, so that only lightful and loving and supporting energies come into your own energy field. So be it now. Now bring your focus back to your inner light, your own light has so many frequencies, Now we connect to the frequency and the energy of the silvery white light. It is a fluid light. It is the light of the moon goddess. Connect yourself within and allow it, silvery white light from the highest realms, to flow down and connect to your own light, all being filtered by the blue light ball, so you're protected and held, and you may receive only the highest energies of this fluid, white, silvery light. Let it wash through you, through your energy, cleansing your field, vitalizing your field. Like a child that wants to be lifted up, imagine that you put your energetic arms up to the highest realms and let yourself being pulled into the highest dimension of this silvery, white, fluid light. Now, I call the goddess of the moon. The cyclic dancer, cosmic dancer. She carries in herself the light and the darkness, reflecting both light and darkness. And these two aspects are one of the same goddess. They are not to be separated. They are part of the whole. Like in the Tao sign, the yin and yang create a whole together. I invite you to see yourself through the eyes of the great moon goddess. And see your own light and your own darkness, without judgment. These are just two aspects of a whole. And you may bow in front of your light. And you may bow in front of your darkness, showing yourself the appreciation for your wholeness. And as the moon, the full moon, shines the light into our darkness, the moon goddess can now shine her light on the aspects of yourself that would like to come into your consciousness now, the ones that you are ready to receive. And you may see pictures in front of your inner eyes, or hear words, or get a feeling. Maybe you hear a tune. Whatever your sense of perception is, just allow the information to come in. Receiving it with neutrality, whatever is shown is here to come into awareness, to come into a healing. And you may bow in front of the goddess of the moon, thanking her for what she has revealed. And I would like to ask her to show you another thing. I would like to ask the moon goddess to show you which cycles in your life have come to fullness, to completion, and may now transit into the cycle of decay, of renewal, of letting go. So you may see relationships, or projects, or dreams, that have come to completion. And feel the joy of wholeness, Now, let the moon goddess show you the ease of letting go, the ease of transforming from fullness into decay, into renewal. It is a cosmic dance, a dance of cycles. Now, let yourself be pulled up into even higher realms. Into the pure white light of the bringers of the new dawn. And seen from their position, you may perceive that this cosmic dance into fullness, completion, decay, emptiness, and renewal, and growing back into fullness. From this higher position, this pure white light of the bringers of the new dawn, you may perceive that all of that is kind of an illusion. It is the viewpoint that creates growth and decay, fullness and emptiness. If you see it from a higher perspective, from a greater vision, you will see that the moon is always lit fully on one side, dark fully on the other side. So there's no growth and no decay. It is simply our viewpoint from planet Earth that creates different shapes of light. The only thing that changes is the positioning between the moon and the earth and the sun. It is this cosmic dance in space. It creates a cycle of changes, which in itself always contains the other side. In each fullness, there is emptiness. In each decay, there's decrease. These are all parts of one whole. Only your point of view and only your judgment about what you perceive creates the difference. So I invite you to see your life, to see all the lifetimes that you know of yourself from this highest perspective. And to see the cosmic dance of the cycles, the cosmic dance of the all oneness expressed in duality. And you may bow to yourself, to the awe of this cosmic being that you are. And the cosmic being that you are, the great light, which contains the part of darkness that is part of your wholeness. You came here to this lifetime with this body to fully experience what it means to be in a time and space reality where you can sensually, emotionally, physically savor life. Where you can manifest ideas into a graspable experience. and your whole being is able to manifest. It is your joy, which has a strong energy of manifestation, as well as your fears, which are powerful manifestors. So you are here to savor this life, to manifest all the experiences, the growing, the decay, that your soul is willing to perceive. So I invite you to come back into time and space reality and bring this higher vision of the cyclic being and of the oneness that contains each and every moment, each and every possible cycle. Bring them into the here and now, into your body. And you may feel your body. This was a long meditation. Maybe your legs want to move. Stretch your body. Move your body. Whatever you need now. Maybe you need to shake a little bit your legs and your hands. And when you're fully present in the here and now, take three more breaths, and with the third exhalation, open your eyes, being fully present for your own life, be here and now. From my heart to yours, Karen. I wish you a beautiful day. And if you like this meditation, and you feel like sharing it with someone who could profit from it, I heartfeltly invite you to do so. And maybe you want to follow me, one of my channels. And I would love to get your feedback. Beautiful soul. Thank you.